東京チャッ
ター、はい、新しく始まりました東京チャッターのコーナーがやってまいりましたけども、はい、どんなコーナーでしたっけね。はい、
In this section of the program, we're inviting interesting guests to hear about their lifestyle and experiences in Tokyo through their eyes. And this week we have our first guest with us.
はい、まやさん、ゲストのご紹介お願いします。
Okay, so today we have with us Ms. Tasnuva Tahiya. She was at the Toyosu Tower Mansion on the 45th floor during the March 11 earthquake. Okay, so she will be with us this week and next week as well. And we would like to hear from her about her experience during the earthquake and what kind of information she wanted to get.
はいはいはい、そうですね。はい。でもその前にすみません、ちょっとオープニングでクイズやったでしょう。ね。どこの、国の出身なのかっていうちょっとね聞きたいんですけどね。
Where are you from?
I'm from Bangladesh.
Oh, I see.
皆さん分かりましたでしょうかね。はい、やっぱりねって感じが、あ、そうだったのみたいな感じだったんでしょうけどね。じゃあちょっとどんどんねクエスチョンズをもう嵐のようにどんどんぶつけていきますよ。この二人からどうぞって感じですね。
Okay, so you were in the 45th floor when the earthquake occurred, right?
Exactly. I was on the 45th floor. And I just got back home when the earthquake started. Actually, I came back home 5 minutes ago. And as soon as I got back home, the earthquake alert started. Because we have earthquake alert 20 to 30 seconds before, from our mansion, actually, from the emergency center of our building. Oh, we have earthquake alerts. And I'm kind of used to it because earthquake, like, of scale 3 comes on and off all the time in Tokyo, so I never bother. So this time also I didn't bother. I kept doing what I was doing. And it started.
Yeah.
It started.
And it wouldn't stop.
Yep.
Oh my God. I didn't know what to do. I really didn't know what to do because this was my first time to experience an earthquake that big. And my mind wasn't working. Everyone's like, before I heard that you should
go
under the table, or keep a pillow on your head to save your head. Nothing came into my mind.
Oh, I see.
You just went blank.
Just blank. And because I was on the 45th floor, I didn't. The elevator went off as soon as the earthquake started, and I didn't have any way to go down because, well, I could go down by the stairs, but it was 45th floor, and it would take me ages to get down. And what if anything happened while I was climbing down? It would be worse. So
but
I thought
electricity was still.
Yeah, that was the best part. The electricity was there. It was on. But the worst part was this mobile phone. It went off, and it was so bad because I wanted to contact my husband and friends living in Tokyo, but I couldn't do that. And that made the situation more scary too. And I saw the things falling down, breaking into pieces.
Really?
Like the show pieces.
But did it shake, or it was more of swaying?
I would say it was swaying. It wasn't shaking. It was swaying, but the angle was pretty big.
So you're on the 45th floor.
I was on the 45th. So, and the building, I don't know if you've seen it, our building is pretty tall and
narrow.
It's not very wide, so probably to keep the balance, it was swaying to the right and to the left.
I think they have the earthquake.
The architecture for earthquake.
Exactly, I've heard that there are some springs underneath the building
in order to sway so that it won't snap.
So,
but did you feel? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Did you feel at some point that you know the building's gonna crash?
Well, to be honest, I had this confidence on this building that it wouldn't fall, it wouldn't collapse until it's the biggest earthquake in the world. But at some point of time, it came to my mind that this was the biggest earthquake in the world. So I was confused what's going to happen to me because I knew that on the 45th floor, I was the only person living.
Really?
Because that was 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and all the people were out. Actually, we have 13 rooms on that floor, but only two apartments were occupied and all of them were empty.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
So the other family who was living there were out, were not there at that moment, that I knew.
That is scary.
That made it very scary. But one good thing was that I could contact the... there's a concierge on the third floor. Uh-huh. So I could contact with those ladies who wait at the concierge all the time. Uh-huh. And they were very nice. They were very kind. They tried to calm me down. They told me that it's nothing's going to happen. You'll be all right. They were very good. And that was a kind of relief to me.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah.
And since the electricity was there, I could turn on the TV. And the TV said what was exactly happening. And when I saw that the worst... ever catastrophe that could happen was happening in Miyagi Canons, and I was feeling very fortunate saying that I'm lucky that I'm not in Sendai now. Look at those people, what's happening to them. So for some time I forgot what's happening here, rather I concentrated on what was happening there.
And when I saw the tsunami, I was so I'm shocked or scared,
horrified.
It was very hard.
But for example, in Bangladesh, do people know about tsunamis? Like, are they prepared for something? Oh, but you're inland, so you don't really have
not really inland. We do have a coastal area in the southern part of Bangladesh, but we haven't had any tsunamis so far yet. Thanks to God for that. But truly speaking, we don't have any preparation. We are not prepared to overcome a tsunami that big.
そうですね。でもあれですね、なんかすごいそういうで、まあすごい揺れたんで、すごい考えたんですよね。なんか何かが頭の中に、なんか大変なこと、もう死ぬんじゃないかって本当に思ったってね。
What was going through your mind? Yeah.
What did you feel at that time?
Well, when the first shake was there, my mind was blank. I didn't know what to do. But when the second one came, I was sure I was going to die. That was the end of the world to me.
But you mean the aftershock? The second?
No, there were two big earthquakes, weren't there?
Two big.
With a very short gap in between. So when the second one was there, I started praying. I started remembering my parents' faces and say good luck to my brothers, younger brothers, and said, stay fine. I'll see you from above.
You're getting ready for the worst.
まあでもここにいますよ。無事にここにいますよ。
Thanks to God.
Yes, you can share your experience.
そうです。そうですね。さあそんな大変な思いをしたね、タイヤさん。来週もお越しいただきます。で、ちょっとね、ずっと英語で会話して、すみません、私全然フォローしてなかったんですけどね。
大丈夫ですよ。
どんな内容かというのは、ちょっと日本語では、この後番組終了後にアップするブログで、日本語でお伝えしたいなと思ってます。FM840.jp のトップページから入って、マイス東京のアイコンをクリックしてください。さあ、ちょっとね、タイヤさんには来週もお越しいただこうかなと思ってますね。
Miss Taya will be with us again next week. So, to tell us more about what it's like to be a foreigner here in Japan during the disaster.
そうですね。はい。よろしくお願いします。ということで、曲の紹介をね、タイヤさんが。
So now we'd like to ask you, what is one of the popular songs from Bangladesh? Can you introduce a little about the song you're going to request now?
Okay, sure. This is a very popular song in Bangladesh. It's a classic song, sung by a very, very famous singer called Sabina. And everyone knows about this song in Bangladesh. The name of this song is Eimon Tomake Dilam, which means in English, I give my heart to you. It's a love song.
It's a love song.
Hi. じゃあ曲を流していただきましょう。今週のゲストはですね、豊洲にお住まいでバングラデシュ出身のタスヌーバタヒヤさんでした。どうも来週もよろしくお願いします。さあ後半の東京チャダーですけども、はい、まあ、僕らのトークなんですけどもね、でもうあれから、あの地震からもう1ヶ月以上過ぎてるんですが、お二人覚えてますか？どちらにその時いらっしゃったか、イシシですか？
あ actually, I was getting ready to go to the classroom, and then it started shaking. Yes, and it was a long earthquake. And yes, immediately I was worried for the class because the students will be arriving soon. So I got out after 30 minutes, I think it was, and I went to check the classroom, and I saw everything was fine, and then I said, oh my gosh, I can't contact Arlene.
Yeah, me too, I cannot contact Maya.
Yeah. So I took my bicycle and went to check on Arlene in her house, and she was fine, and then we went together to the classroom.
And we waited for a while, because we thought that some students were going to come in our classroom, so we
just wanted to make sure that they wouldn't come and nobody will be there, because some of them, their parents are working, so they're alone. But we waited and waited, and nobody showed up, obviously.
We couldn't contact them.
Yes, and the phones were all jammed, so we waited for, I don't know, a couple of hours. And finally we said, okay, let's just post a note on the door, and we went home, and we were just glued to the TV watching the news after that.
そうですね。でもだいぶ、じゃあその後、ECC はもう閉めちゃった。
No, just the... For two days.
Yes.
Because, yes, and a lot of parents were very worried, and they actually called us to say that they're not confident to let their kids go alone to the class, so we said, okay, we will cancel classes for today and tomorrow, and then we resume class that weekend.
なるほど。なるほど。はい。まあね、ぜひね、こういった皆さんのその地震の体験というのもね、例えばその Facebook とか、まあそういった Twitter とかでですね、集められたらなと思いますね。そういう情報をね、皆さんぜひお待ちしております。さあね、来週なんですけどね、また外国人が災害に遭った時に必要な情報っていうのについて再びね、今日のゲスト、タスヌバタヒヤさんをお招きしてお聞きしてまいります。来週もどうぞお付き合いくださいということで、はい、お願いします。
So next week, Ms. タスヌバタヒヤ from Bangladesh will be with us again, and we would like to hear from hersome information that will be helpful during the emergencies or disasters. So join us again next week. Radio.